Audio Go presents No Lesser Plea by Robert K. Tannenbaum. This book is read by Traber Burns. For Marge and Norm, for all their love and support, for Rachel, Roger, and Billy, my angels, and for Patty, my most special love. My deepest gratitude to Michael Gruber for all his assistance, to Eric Greenfield for his enthusiasm during the book's prehistory, to Marty Baum for encouraging me to focus my energies on carp and all the ensemble players, to Ari Makris for all her dedicated efforts. Special thanks to Ed Breslin, my editor, who, like Henry Robbins before him, has always been a faithful supporter and friend. Chapter 1. Two men were leaning against the yellow Firebird, talking quietly, ignoring the street life around them. The two men were professional criminals, and they were plotting a crime. They were in Upper Manhattan, on a mean street, one of the poor ones that smell like a barbecue party held in a garbage dump. It was noisy in the early twilight, with the shrieking of kids at play, or in pain, and the contributions from half a dozen different radios drifting or blasting from the windows of parked cars or apartments. Frightened old men hurried home as the shadows deepened, past groups of idlers, past junkies, past staggering drunks, past poor folks chatting on steps and crates. It was late spring in New York, the first really mild day of the year, when New Yorkers are able to forget the hideous reality of both winter and summer in that city. "We going to use this car?" said the younger of the two. His name was Preston Elvis, 20 years old, recently out of Attica, where he did time on an armed robbery.